כן, אנחנו קוראים בספר תלמוד 10 הספירות.
We're reading in the study of the 10 ספירות, first volume, second part.
עיגולים ויושר כולל בית.
We're reading about the circles and the directness. We're in inner lights in item 90, but first we'll start with a preparation excerpt for study, the study of tests from Bala Sulam, introduction to the study of the 10 ספירות. The light in the Torah shines only to those with faith. Moreover, the measure of that light is as the measure of the force of one's faith. Yet, to those without faith, it is the opposite. As it is written, to the left, leaning in it, a portion of death. For they receive darkness from the Torah, and their eyes darken. Sages have already presented a nice allegory about this matter regarding the verse, Woe unto you who desire the day of the Lord. Why do you need the day of the Lord? It is darkness and not light. There is an allegory about a rooster and a bat that were awaiting the light. The rooster said to the bat, I await the light because the light is mine. But you, why do you need the light? And it is very precise.
Ken.
Yes. So what do we need the Lord's light for? Only in order to come to resemble him. And if not in order to correct ourselves and being like the Creator, the Bestower, we do not need that light, because that light brings us only the power of bestowal. When we want to discover the Creator, what do we want actually? To discover the power of bestowal. Let's interpret it correctly. The power of bestowal is revealed according to the general law of creation, which is called equivalence of form. The more you make yourself resemble the Creator, then in those same qualities you will discover him. That's why all of our work is on how to reach the quality of bestowal. And then in the quality of bestowal, we discover the actual quality of bestowal, which is the Creator. And we study with that purpose. Please.
Okay, so first we will read item 5 above. The order of the emergence of the 10 Sefirot of the circles, and the line is called Adam Kadmon. This first circle that is more adhered to and soft is called the Keter of Adam Kadmon. Later on, this line expanded further and extended a bit, and it became circular once again and became a second circle within the first circle. This is called the circle of Chochmah of Adam Kadmon. Then it expanded further down and became a circle once again. And it became a third circle inside of the second circle, which is called the circle of Bina of Adam Kadmon. And in such a way, it kept on expanding and then becoming circular up to the tenth circle, called the circle of Malchut of Adam Kadmon. This explains the matter of the 10 Sefirot that were emanated as 10 circles, one inside of the other. So, we're reading item 90 relating to the words, and it extended a little bit and then came back.
We can certainly make a drawing of this, a circle, a line coming out of the circle, extending out, and then in a more inner circle and another line extending it to that circle and another inner circle. And so we have 10 circles and a line that connects all the circles together from the most external circle and through to the middle of the innermost circle. But although we're very much drawn towards visualizing it as a drawing, and I've drawn many. You can go into our archives and see thousands of drawings, diagrams. But we've actually come to a state where we need to implement it in a by way of spiritual action. With each and every word, we need to try, for each word we need to try to attach a spiritual essence. A circle means that there's no direction. A line means that there is a direction with a certain kind of bestowal. And then again, it becomes rounded, bestowal without limits, and then again a line, bestowal with a direction. That's how the Creator built the 10 circles called the spiritual paltsuf. And it's worthwhile for us to establish it in an emotional way rather than schematically, as though it's drawn before us. Although you can't completely escape this image, if it's not on paper, on the screen, it'll be in front of our eyes as if suspended in air. But it's better to build that image spiritually. Bestowal without limits is called a circle, without limitation. And the specific directed bestowal is called the line. Please.
So, item 90, referring to it extended a little bit and became circular once again. Do not be mistaken to interpret it that it extended in place and area, God forbid. Rather, anything that becomes thicker, this process is called an extension from above downwards, because what is refined is considered to be above. What is refined is considered to be above, and what is thick is considered to be below. And this refers to the proximity of this form to the fourth phase, because what is closer to Bchina Dalet, the fourth phase, is considered thicker, and what is more distant from it is considered more refined.
So this is how we need to interpret the refined and the coarse, close to Bchina Dalet, the fourth discernment, or far from the fourth discernment, in more emotional terms, in essence, and not geometric shapes.
It is extended a little bit means that it became a bit thicker. And the word extends refers to the light of the line. And the matter of this extension is because in each and every sphira you have 10 sphirot. And this pertains both to the sphira of the 10 sphirot of the circles and also a sphira of the 10 sphirot of Yosher, directness. And when the 10 sphirot of the sphira of Keter emerged, then initially the line came out as in its first three sphirot, which is called the Rosh of the Keter of the Yosher, directness, and its illumination expanded to the Sphira of the Keter of the circles, that also includes 10 Sphirot. And these 10 Sphirot of the Keter of the Yigulim only encircle the first three Sphirot of the 10 Sphirot of the Keter of the line. And afterwards, that is, after the 10 sphirot of the Keter of the circles were completed entirely, then this line expanded a bit more, and it extended a bit, which means that it elicited its bottom seven sfirot in order to complete the keter in the ten sfirot of the directness. In a way that these bottom seven sfirot of the keter of the line were extended downwards, that is, that they became thicker than all of the ten sfirot of the keter of the igulim. And therefore, regarding these bottom ten sfirot, there are no additional circles that surround them, since the circles are above them. That is, they are more refined than they are. And you already know that one who is above his friend, it means that it is more refined than its friend. And the reason for it, you can understand it according to what is explained above, that the sfirot of the circles are prior and much more important than the sfirot of the line. Because in the circles, there is no screen whatsoever. And this screen that exists in the sfirot of the line stands in the middle of the sfira. That is, in the very last bechina, in the rosh, or the beginning of the sfira, meaning in the very last bechina, in the three first sfirot, in the ten sfirot of Yosher, that exist in each and every sfira of Yosher. And they are also called the Rosh of that Sfira. In a way that what we said, that the Masach is included in the Sfirot of the line, that is, in the first bottom Sfirot in each Sfira, that stand below the Masach. Which is not so with the first three sfirot, first three of the sfira called Rosh. They don't have a masach, since they are above the masach. Therefore, these first three are absolutely similar to the entire ten sfirot of Igulim, because both these and those do not have a masach, a screen. Therefore, they stand as a single discernment, and it is considered that the ten sfirot of each sfira of the circles encircle the first three of every sfira of the line. However, the bottom sfirot, seven sfirot of each sfira of the line that already stand below the screen, and the screen is already included in them, they are a lot inferior than the circles. And it is considered that one that is inferior than another is considered to be below the other. Therefore, they are considered as being below all of the ten sfirot of the circles, and there is no discernment of circles that can exist in the place of these seven sfirot, since the circles are more important and finer than them. Thus, it has been thoroughly explained that there is a vacant space between each and every sfira of the circles, according to the degree of the seven sfirot of the sfira of Yosher that are there. Because every ten sfirot, the entire ten sfirot of the circles of the sfira of Keter only encircle the first three sfirot of the Keter of the line. However, the bottom seven sfirot of the keter of the line extend below the entire ten sfirot of the keter of the circles. And once the seven sfirot, those seven sfirot of the keter of the line ended, the first three sfirot of the sfira of Chokhmah of the line start emerging, which are encircled by the entire ten sfirot of the sfirat Chokhmah of the circles. Thus, between the last prina of the keter of the Igulim and down to the first Bina of the Chokhmah of the Igulim, there is a vacant space between them. And in that place are the bottom seven Sefirot of the Keter of the line, which are not surrounded by any Tchinot of the circles. And similarly, between Chokhmah and Bina, and all of the Sefirot.
Shailot.
Kiev. Questions. Kiev.
Раф, вот, чтобы представить вот это линии круги чувственно между нами выдались.
In order to depict the line and the circles emotionally, you gave us an advice. Let's say that we want to give to one another without any boundaries in the ten. What does it mean that some calculation awakens a line?
The calculation in the line, it's always there because we always work from the will to receive. And our will to receive is a line. As we restrict it, limit it, we want to arrange it so that it is in order to bestow. So it cannot be a circle. It's only at the end of correction when we correct everything and all of our corrections connect together. Then we come to the form of the circle. But actually, we always work in yosher, straightness or direct line, limitation between us. And so the three sefirot of Keter, Chokhmah, Binah, where in each sefira it's bestowal from above, and the seven sefirot of the line, of the straight line, it implies how we arrange connection between us to some extent with the Creator, according to our ability. So we have Keter Chokhmah Binah, which is bestowal from above, which is measured according to the seven sefirot of Yosher, and then the seven sefirot of Yosher, which we try to connect. We try to connect them through the circles in Keter Chokhmah Binah of the upper sefira. We try to connect those to the Keter Chokhmah Binah of the lower sefira. We always have such a kind of connection. The influence of the Creator in each and every bestowal, and how each and every desire, and how each and every desire of ours can be connected in a ten, uniting all the bestowals of the Creator together.
Это мы приобретаем вот эти вот первые три сферы как воздействие Творца, как формы отдачи, которые Он дает.
The first three spheres we acquire through equivalence of form with the Creator.
Correct. Merkaz one.
Is it true to say that our work is in the line and the reward comes through the circles?
Our work is in the line, the kav.
Petah Tikva
32.
In the process that is described here, is the reflected light? How is it manifested here?
The reflected light builds the line. Without that, we have no line. The reflected light limits the direct light and makes it into a line. Petah Tikva 19.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. What is the first Bchina of the Sphere of Igulim? There's a vacant space there. What is that vacant place? What is it for?
Empty, vacant of corrections. You don't need to do corrections there because they all come from the desire of the Creator to bestow to the created beings.
So this is the bottom seven sefirot in the sefirot of the line, or?
I didn't understand.
How is where is the light of Chassadim revealed here, if at all?
Chassadim are revealed together with the light of Chokhmah in order to balance them, and for the light of Chokhmah to reveal itself, you need Chassadim.
Can you express this in the ten? How does it work in the ten?
You have to arrange everything in the ten.
PT 33.
Yeah, sure. Can you hear me? Why is it the masach that makes the line from the circle?
Why the screen is what?
That it makes it worse than the circle, than the igul.
I can't hear you well. Where's your microphone?
I also hear myself. I'm sorry. There's probably a technical issue.
Rav, buongiorno. Rav, chiedo.
Hello, Rav.
Io ieri ho sentito dire da te che noi nasciamo con la forma.
I'm asking forgiveness. I heard yesterday that you said that we are born in the form of an igul and we need to resemble the form of the kav. And today I'm hearing that we have the form of the kav and we have to come to the form of the igul. So forgive me, I'm confused. Can you clarify it?
You're correct. All the desires to receive and all the desires to bestow that exist in all of creation are all circles, igulim. And our intention to relate to the Creator in a certain way obligates us to build towards Him from our desire to Him a certain direction. This is called direction. It's called Yosher, Kav, a line. So us, created beings, who wish to relate to the Creator, we take from our desires that are simple circle desires, we arrange them in such a way that we build towards Him a line, a certain direction. This is called yosher, line. Meaning the difference between a circle and a line is that a circle is just a desire without any limitation or restriction. And a line is already a desire that is limited, restricted and aimed, directed. That's it.
Latin 7.
Muy buenas noches y buenos días, Rav. Entonces, solo para ver si entendí bien.
Good evening, Rav. Good day. Just to understand if I understood from these explanations, you said more or less this interaction between the Sfirot of Igulim, of round ones, with the Sfirot of Yosher, of the straight lines. Is that the correction inside the ten?
This is our work for correction inside the ten. We wish to tie our desires together and give Him a direction towards the upper force, the Creator. Consequently, to the extent that we are aimed at the Creator, we begin to discover also His attitude towards us. And then we grasp His attitude towards us in our attitude to Him. So it turns out that we are starting to learn about the Creator, who is also directed at us in a line. He wishes us to arrange ourselves in a line. So to the extent that I can resemble Him, I will feel Him. This is our work that is called Kav, a line. If the attitude is without any restrictions or limitations, it's called the circle, igul.
Rav, it's not clear the relation between the line of the upper sphira and the igulim of the lower sphira. Seemingly,
we didn't learn that. How the circles enter the line and how the line becomes a circle.
Okay,
we didn't get to it. But it's a question. PT 14.
Okay.
Do the circles precede the line and then the line precedes the circles?
Correct. In the beginning, the Creator influences all of creation, all of the created beings. Let's say He awakens us, so we don't know where and why, but we receive a certain desire to reveal Him. This is called through circles, meaning from the outside we receive a certain awakening. And later, later we wish to enter into some contact with Him, some relationship. The relationship we can enter with Him have to be organized, can only be organized, I to Him and Him to me, like a guest and a host. And then our attitude, which includes a restriction, a screen, a reflected light, it builds the line, and we wish to work towards Him in a line, because in circles we can't grasp anything and perceive anything. We can only perceive and grasp in a certain measure from here to here. Then I understand, who am I dealing with? Let's continue, Gilad.
Yes, we're continuing in opening me, item 100, which relates to the second circle became inside the first circle. Item 100, below in opening me. Must be very careful here, so as not to be confused with imaginary descriptions of space and area in the Yosher and the Igul, the line and circle, which might trip us into this notion by a slip of the tongue. As we continue, you should remember that the straight illumination means that the light permeates kelim that have a masach an p'china dalet, and that it becomes round in kelim that do not have a masach an p'china dalet. You should bear in mind that although there is no masach an p'china dalet in the vessels of igulim, of circles, still p'china dalet cannot receive any illumination from there after the first restriction, Tzimtzum Aleph. It is so because all the light in the igulim must come from the illumination of the kav, of the line, which is a straight illumination. And the light of the kav, of the line, does not shine in p'china dalet at all, since it stems from the power of the masach. Thus, the absence of light in p'china dalet of the igulim is not because of the kelim, the vessels, for they do not have a masach. Rather, it is because of the first restriction, Tzimtzum Aleph, that operates on them. And because the first restriction is not regarded as a disadvantage, all four p'chinot of the kelim of igulim are of equal degree, without any differentiation of great and small. Instead, the darkness that exists in p'china dalet comes from the light that comes from the kav and does not shine there, as aforementioned. Now you can understand that after the igulim received the light through the kav, there came about a differentiation of great and small in their degrees, and also in the 10 sfirot of igulim. Ziranpin became greater and more important than p'china dalet, namely malchut, because malchut does not have light, while Zeranpin has light, being that it is p'china gimel. Similarly, the Sfira of Bina, the igulim, has a greater light than Ziranpin, since it is farther from p'china dalet than Ziranpin, being that she is p'china bet. Thus, you should remember that all these degrees are created not by the kelim, but by the light of Kav that they receive. Remember that.
Let's say we have bottles, a bunch of bottles, and we fill them with different substances. Here's water, here's whiskey, here's juice, here's gasoline, so on and so forth. So there's no difference in the bottles, but only in the filling.
Thank you, Rav. We have two questions from a friend, please. He's asking that in the Or Hozer, Igulim is the reception of light inside the desire, and Kav is the reception of light only for the creature.
Igulim is the Kabbalat Or b'toch haRatzon atzmo, veKav is the Kabbalah b'Or Hozer.
Nachon.
Yes.
And there's a second question, please. He's asking that in the Rosh of every Patsuv in the Kav, does it belong to Igulim and not the Kav?
Igulim ולא לקו?
Rosh שייך ל...
The Rosh doesn't belong... Okay, let's say it belongs to Igulim, the circles. Rosh belongs to the circles. Because in the Rosh there are no restrictions.
So what's the difference between Rosh of the Kav and a Kli in Igulim?
Bilevush.
The clothing. The extent to which the upper light clothes in the force of bestowal from below. This is called a kav, a line. And as much as it is not clothed, not limited, not restricted by the work of the lower ones, it is considered a light in the Rosh of the Patsuf. Keter Chochma Bina do not restrict the upper light, only Zon. They restrict the light.
Is the line only constructed from our intention?
The line is a result of our work.
Only the intention, that's where we start from?
Oh, okay, we'll say only intention. I don't like your additional wording. Our work, yes. Intention, let it be intention. I don't know what you mean by that. What do you bring into it. Later it will become a confusion, a source of confusion.
Thank you. Good day, thank you, Rav. The question of the 10. Christian from Argentina is asking, what's the difference between a line kav and yosher, straightness, or being straight?
Kav and Yosher is the same, line and straightness. Let it be the same for now. There are certain subtleties, but it doesn't matter. It's the same. Line, straightness, integrity. The line signifies the participation of the created being with the in the bestowal or influence of the creator. PT 18.
About small and great. How does Malchut grow Zeranpin?
We didn't talk about it here. Why are you asking?
We talked about small and big in the system, that there's a small and a greater in the system. My question is, how does Malchut grow the illumination of the line? How do you grow in the illumination of the line in the direction of Keter?
Oh, this is something else. Malchut, to the extent that it can work with its greater desires, by that it increases the illumination in the Kav. The light in the Kav depends on the desire and on the screen that is in Malchut. It depends on the reflected light, more correctly, more simply. The reflected light that arises from Malchut determines the thickness, the size of the line, the light in the line.
The question, what is the action that grows in Malchut? What does Malchut do that that increases, grows the illumination?
It needs to work with a will to receive, a greater will to receive, and with a greater screen.
Is this an act of asking, this growing of the masach? Is it a request?
Of course it's a request. She's asking for the power from above, the power of the screen. Above, it's the power of its desire.
PT
17.
She writes about the discernment of the degrees in the circle after the line. Is this connection all the bestowal of the creature to the creator? And is it in the same parzuf?
It comes out of the mutual connection between the creator and the created being, and the created being and the creator. Well, there are discernments of the degrees in the created being, the seven lower sfirot, as a result of the created being's desire to resemble the creator. And then it begins to see and feel and be divided into the different discernments in it according to the creator. Hadeawan.
Rav, because there are no limitations in the Rosh, in the head, it's clear that there's what we call in practice and in actuality. So is the actuality in the line, and
Rosh is influence or bestowal from above. That's why it's unlimited. It's round. And the connection of the creator with the creator created being is in the lower seven sfirot. But there has to be a Rosh before the Toch. And there has to be a Toch that establishes, appoints the Rosh from above down, from below up.
But the planning is done in the Rosh, in the head?
Yes, of course. This is called restriction, screen, reflected light, and then receiving the light in order to bestow, as we learn.
Beseder? Eifo ata?
Where are you?
We are on item 200 in opening me.
Beseder.
Okay.
So item Resh above is the Igul of Chochmah of Adam Kadmon, and Shin is the Igul of Bina. 200. It has already been explained with regards to the names of the four Prinot, whose Shoresh, their root, namely the will to bestow that is contained in the upper light, is called by the name Keter. The beginning of the expansion to the emanated, meaning Pina Aleph, called Chochmah, and the second discernment called Bina. The third one is called Zeranpin, or the six Sfirot, Chesed Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod. And Pina Dalet is called Malchut. It's also been explained that only when we speak of the first substance in them, we denominate them by names of the four prinot and their shoresh, their root. However, if these four prinot are already contained in the prinat reshimot, as we're in the world of restriction, they are called Keter, Chochmah, etc. As it's been clarified ahead, above.
We need to understand that we exist in a certain space. And the Creator, the concealed upper force, is working on us, is activating us through the circles and through the lines. It wants to interact with us mutually, this mutual relationships. And that's what we need to try and imagine. He influences us through the circles. We wish to adapt ourselves to it. This is the line. Therefore, the upper light, when it expands towards us, it builds those systems, circles and lines. And it builds those systems even in such ways that it's not a human yet. We learn about it in the system of Adam Kadmon. The world of Adam Kadmon. This form precedes the creation of Adam, of the world of Abiya. That's where the Creator sets up His plan for creation and begins to execute it, as Baal Salam explains. One who wishes to build a house draws blueprints, prepares spec lists, what will be there, what is he going to build, and then he starts to build. So all those things the Creator is preparing for our world, for our state. This is called the world of Adam Kadmon. And there we see all those discernments, circles and lines.
We're continuing with it. Now we will explain why they are called by these names. The Shoresh Devrut is called Keter because it is not clothed inside the vessels of the emanated, but surrounds and crowns him from outside his own vessels. The word Keter comes from the word Mesavev, surrounding. Chinah Aleph, the first discernment, is called Chokhmah because the wisdom of the Torah extends from her, and all the various kinds of wisdoms that exist in the world in their final form. Our sages have already defined that name well when they said, who is wise? He who sees the outcome. This means that at first glance upon a thing, the wise knows the outcome and the consequence of it. It means that he sees all the future effects that will emerge from it to the last upshot of it. For example, when you say that the doctor is very wise, it means that the doctor can vividly see all possible implications that can come out of any illness. Also, when examining some remedy, he fully perceives all the ramifications of that remedy on the body of the sick. Similarly, the one who is wise in the conducts of nature sees all the implications of a certain natural being when it connects to the general reality. It is the same in every other kind of wisdom. It turns out that the meaning and definition of the name wise or wisdom refers solely to the ability to know the outcome of every detail and item in reality to the last upshot. From this you also can know, come to know the true meaning of the word Bina, the name Bina, all the power of Hidboninut, of observation or scrutiny, so as to see the outcome of every item in reality, both in the Holy Torah and in externality, extends from the Sfira of Bina. Hence, the name Bina. From the Sfira Malchut, the name Malchut, kingdom, indicates the power of authority and coercion that extends from it, much like one fears the king, hence the name Malchut. The names of the rest of the Sfirot will be explained later on in the text.
He gives us a general explanation. What is Keter Chochma Bina Malchut? How they are arranged in the Patsuf, and when they are there in the correct form, they help us touch a little bit in the Creator, the plan of creation, see the outcome of everything, and that's what Kabbalists attain, and they tell us about it so that we may also rise and discover those things. Everything is rooted in the Keter. There's nothing under Keter that doesn't already exist in it. It is expressed in Chochmah. Chochmah are the words Koachma. We can see the end of the act, how? By observing, mitbonenim.
Afchanot ve'achvanot.
By receiving discernments and directions for revealing those things. This is through the power of Bina. When we make ourselves similar to the Creator. So if Chochmah is Koachma, the certain kind of power, then Bina is Hidbonenut, is the observation, the end of the action. And how do we realize it? Where do we execute it? By Malchut. When we wish to perform the acts of Malchut, acts of bestowal, as it appears in it from the three preceding Bchinot, Keter Chochmah Bina. And Za'anpin is in the middle, one who helps us build the Malchut according to Keter Chochmah Bina. PT 19.
This sentence is used a lot, that the sages said, who's wise, he who sees what will the outcome. When we study the wisdom of Kabbalah, do we belong to that group of the wise?
No, you are still not, you still don't belong to the wise.
Foolish.
I regret to tell you this, but this is how it is.
No, but when we study the wisdom of Kabbalah, we see according to the books and...
You see nothing. To see means to see with your own eyes. You discover it in your vessels in reflected light. What are you seeing? What kind of reflected light do you have? Did you perform a restriction, a screen, reflected light, and in the reflected light you discover something of the direct light? In your intentions to bestow, are you perceiving the quality of bestowal of the Creator? And from that perception, you discern what he wants to bestow to the created beings, and then you can rise higher from your ego, higher using reflected light, and then you can seemingly go above time. The more you rise above your ego in reflected light, you seemingly advance. What will take place in 100 years, 1,000 years, 1,000,000 years, 1,000,000,000 years? That's what you do. This is the meaning of a wise man sees what is about to be born, the outcome. But you don't have that quality. Just between us. If you had it, you wouldn't be able to explain it to others. What can they understand from it?
The question is, when we do some work between us, is there some kind of minimal Ol Chozer, reflected light that we're doing between us in the tent? Or is there nothing at all? Or?
We arrange the reflected light between us and towards the Creator, but it's not enough for the smallest amount of direct light to be revealed in it.
What does that mean? What's that direct light that needs to be revealed, actually?
The revelation of the Creator.
But really like that?
Yes, the quality of bestowal from above that will clothe in the quality of bestowal from below.
And then you see the whole picture, like he says here, from the end of the world to the end of the world, and we'll start to see that.
Then we'll enter a state called Ubar, embryo, and an embryo can see from one end of the world to the other.
Ita 4.
Rav, volevo chiederti che cosa vuol dire quando fa l'esempio del dottore.
I wanted to ask what it means when you give the example of the doctor.
Vede tutte le implicazioni di un certo essere naturale quando si collega alla realtà generale. Potresti chiarire questo?
If you could repeat the question.
Nello scritto che abbiamo appena letto fa l'esempio del dottore, no?
From what we read, he is giving an example about the doctor.
In cui dice allo stesso modo.
And then right after that, he gives the example of the wise, who says, "Who's the wise in the ways of nature that can see all the ways of the creature the moment he connects to the ways of the existence and creation." I'm not sure what his question is.
I also didn't understand.
Bulgaria.
Дорогой Раф, с другими словами, наше внимание, отношение, намерение...
Dear Rav, in other words, our intention, our attention that is turned to the Ten, to the Creator, when we work in such a way, in an aimed way...
Can.
And...
Yes.
Спасибо. Спасибо, Раф.
И тебе так.
Thank you, Rav.
Тов. PT 20.
Rav, lo kol kach muvan li.
It's not so clear to me, Rav. The direct from above we work. Where does the direct from above that appears?
The Creator that relates to us, although He Himself is infinite in love and bestowal and everything, but in order to educate us, He arranges Himself through the line. He prepares Himself in such a way that behind the scenes, in a concealed way, He works on us in such a way that we will understand and feel that we have no other choice but to enter into a contact of a line with Him.
This whole lines and circles from above down, what is this process that is constantly coming from circle to line? After all, its bestowal comes from the circle to the line downwards.
Of course, the Creator created everything. He creates, He arranges this entire map of relationships. That's it. What's up?
Meaning that this process from above down is only Him. There's no action of the creature here.
For the time being, no. But later, we learn that there will be something. For now, we're learning about the systems. You can say that down below there has to be a man who will behave, but in this way, but in the world of Adam Kadmon, where we are, there's no Adam, there's not even a will to receive, not of our own.
Could it be that we're learning what He did so that we will be able to do the same action from below upwards?
Yeah, it's clear that yes. Gilad, we're going with you to the next lesson. And a song.
Yes, we'll sing a song.
Somos uno y no hay división, vamos uniéndonos con el corazón. solo corazón amor. Un solo cuerpo, un solo corazón. Un solo cuerpo, un solo corazón amor. Somos uno y no hay división. Vamos uniéndonos con el corazón. Somos uno y no hay división. Vamos uniéndonos con el corazón.
Vamos, mis hermanos.